This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email me. It's fine. Shoot, I'd love to talk to me. If I wasn't me, what, Chris? If I wasn't me, I'd talk to me all the time. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I'll get back to these in a minute. I'll get back to your calls in a minute. Just give me a couple minutes. Look, there's benefit in knowing. There's benefit in understanding how deep the rot has gone. I understand. I'm not trying to sugarcoat how deep the problems are. I'm not. I know we're in trouble. I know we are. I get it. You're not naive. Telling you otherwise would make you roll your eyes. We're in very, very deep trouble. Very deep trouble. I personally don't think the federal system can be saved at all. So it's not like I'm trying to make you feel better. But there is benefit in knowing. Without Trump beating Hillary Clinton, you wouldn't know. Well, I wouldn't know. I mean, we'd know it was bad, right? We knew it was bad under Obama, IRS going after citizens and things like that. We didn't know it was the FBI, too. Did you? I didn't. And it's not like I'm this lifelong FBI fan, but I didn't know it was this bad. There's benefit in knowing. And here's the thing. Remember, the reason I talk about how we need to get so aggressive and we should be having our judges and our law enforcement raid them, this gets worse from here. It gets worse from here. Listen, I played this earlier in the show. It's a little long, but I'm going to play it for you again. They think they were nice with how they did the raid. They're not looking at the raid, the people, the communists. They're not looking at the raid and saying that was a step too far. And what they're saying, oh, you should be dang happy we let you live. That's how these people think. This is how they think.
Member of Congress Dan Bishop of North Carolina said, quote, Republicans must smash the FBI into a million pieces. How concerned are you with rhetoric like that from a member of Congress? And tell us how the FBI plans these types of searches, especially in this climate. One thing is that they were not uniform with those jackets with the yellow lettering of FBI on them. Apparently they said out of respect to the former president.
Yeah, I would say they definitely took a lot of caution on this one that they would probably not take in most other situations. I think the first thing is, one, they didn't notify a lot of people until the last minute. The second is, in terms of how they dress, we tend to think of these TV scenarios.
They were so nice and cautious. Why are you so upset today? They were nice. The communist thinks if he allows you to continue breathing, he was being nice. That's how, remember, we always have to remember, these people are religious zealots. It's not a political ideology. They're not Democrats. These are zealots, religious zealots. Think about them like radical jihadists. They have that exact same mindset. They're insane. They're violent. They're murderous. That's why communists have killed so many people. And they think they're the good guys. That's what truly makes them dangerous. Even now, as you watch this naked corruption before your eyes, They think they're the good guys. LGBT activism in sports is forcing more Christians off the field. As professional sports continue to endorse the LGBT movement's coerced celebration of selected sexual behaviors, Christian athletes increasingly face the possibility of choosing between their livelihoods and their faith. I've seen a lot of this, some professional baseball players refusing to wear the pride flag stuff and whatnot. Listen, we simply weren't near aggressive enough with the cultural Marxist movement. We turned the other cheek right into becoming Rome under Caligula. We did. We did. We allowed that to be the only Bible verse we knew. Turn the other cheek, guys. That's what Jesus wanted. We ignored the entire rest of the Bible. We were very turn the other cheeky. I mean, very gentle, very kind. Congratulations. Now kids across the country are having their penises cut off from doctors. Very much what Jesus would have wanted, right? We weren't near aggressive enough with the cultural Marxists. We should still be praying in schools. Ah, but Jesse, that's not my religion. I don't want any religion in school. Everyone has a religion. Everyone. There's no such thing as atheism. It's a lie. The atheist himself has a religion. Communists most definitely have a religion. There's no such thing as neutrality. There's not. We thought we could take, you know, let's get rid of the Ten Commandments. Oh, we got rid of the Ten Commandments, and in came the LGBTQ pink hair mob to tell your child that he's gay. We made huge mistakes. And now look at what we have. Look at what we've done to ourselves. All right. Rich in Denver, go.
Hey, Jesse, I wanted to talk about the legal options that we have to hold these communists accountable. And I just wanted to make a kind of a
Brody in Atlanta, go.
Hey, Jesse, the sky is green. You played the soundbite of that guy talking about equal application of the law, and it doesn't matter if you're the president or the president's son. Well, apparently they've got Stevie Wonder investigating one president and his son, and Elliot Ness is kicking down the door of the other president and his family. So
That's the thing. It's not even that they're ignoring. Remember, it's not that they ignore the crimes of their fellow communists. They actively cover them up. Like we talked about Epstein a little earlier in the show. Remember this. Remember, it's not that the American media, the communists and the media are ignoring the Epstein stuff. They're covering it up. Chris, you know what? Amy Robach or Rohrbach, I want you to go find that behind the scenes thing. If I remember right, it was Project Veritas. I want to make sure I give them credit, who actually got the video, got the audio, and released it. And you'll hear, Chris will find it, give him a second. You'll hear when she talks about it, she's very clearly, she's on camera, but the show isn't on, and she's very clearly talking to a producer or something like that, like I would talk to Chris, and doesn't know she's being recorded. And when she complains about the Epstein stuff, and she's like, I had Clinton, you know, she's explaining how she had the whole story. Her gripe is that ABC made her kill the story. One of the largest networks in the United States of America had an on-camera reporter who had all the information, and they killed the story.
For 3 years, I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will, that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything.
You hear what her complaint was? It wasn't that they ignored it. What word did she use? Quash it. The American media, the American justice system, it's not that they're ignoring the crimes of the communists It's that they're actively helping them cover it up. Email. Hey, Jesse. First, I can't read that dome joke. Second, he said, what do you make of the IRS buying up ammo? Also, this new bill says it's hiring 100,000 agents, so on and so forth. Says I can say his name. His name is, what is his name? Jay. Sorry, buddy, that's the only initial that's on there. What do I make of the IRS buying up ammo? Remember, we've talked extensively all the time. Understand this about America. This most definitely applies to America. It applies to most of the governments of the West. The Western governments, they view you as their enemy. So everything they do is to try to fight against their enemy. They don't look at China as the enemy. They don't look at Russia as the enemy. They look at you as the enemy, their own citizens. Western governments have turned their own guns on their own citizens. Of course, they're stockpiling weapons and ammunition. That's for you. That's meant for you. There's not a second reason for it. Did you know the post office? Did you know the post office has weapons and ammunition? You know about that? That's not some internet conspiracy theory. That's a fact. The post office. Why do all these federal things, why do they all have to be armed? A lot of guns and ammunition, isn't it? Have you made preparations yet? Have you? Nothing drastic. Do you have access to clean water? Do you have access to clean water? Remember, you die of thirst before you die of most things. You have access to clean water. Can you produce it? Without water coming out of that faucet, can you produce it? What do you have for emergency food? You know my Patriot Supply, they have a 4-week emergency food kit for you. Save you $50 if you go to preparewithjessekelly.com. 4 weeks. Every single member of your household should have some sort of emergency food kit. You don't have to stress about what it is. I don't know. Should I get the granola bars? These expire too soon. My Patriot Supply has done all the work. It will show up at your house in unmarked boxes, and you get to save $50. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com and make sure you and your family are safe. Preparewithjessekelly.com.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Go, Danny, go! Go! Go, Danny,
it
go.
Is the Jesse Kelly. You know what? That's or the Jesse Kelly. It's the Jesse Kelly. Maybe we should drop the show, Chris. I like that. It sounds kind of third person-y. It's the Jesse Kelly now. We don't even have to say show. It's the Jesse Kelly Show. You know what that song reminds me of? Back to the Future. What a great movie Back to the Future is. Please, Chris, don't you dare. Okay, you've seen it. It doesn't remind you of that when Michael J. Fox gets up there and he's jamming out on the guitar and then he's shredding to the Chuck Berry. I think that's Chuck Berry's song, right? Chuck Berry was sweet. Is sweet? Is Chuck Berry alive? He's got to be dead, right? Is he dead? Well, whatever, Chuck. If you're alive, I'm sorry. Navy recovers an F-18 that, hold on, let me see if I understand this right, fell into the Mediterranean during heavy weather. It's a $50 million jet, weighs 32,000 pounds, and we didn't properly have it secured in the United States Navy that currently is in a saber-rattling contest with the Chinese Navy. We let it blow off the deck, and it went to the bottom of the ocean. Just might want to put that in the back of your mind, huh? 877-377-4373. You can call. Joaquin, go, boss. Joaquin. Oh, I didn't click on the button. Joaquin, go, boss.
There you are. Hey, listen, I am a Jesse Kelly pom-pom waver. You almost gave me a freaking heart attack before. You know that?
Why?
When you said that this was your last show.
Oh.
You're the last warrior, true warrior that we have. Number one, man. Come on now. But listen, a little teaser. For stupid things, I will eventually tell you about M80 slingshot in the swimming pool. But right now, I think you might enjoy my high-class white trash red lobster tail. So years ago, I've been a truck driver for 40 years. And I was working for this guy on and off. You know, we raised four kids. My wife was a stay-at-home mom, so I had two jobs. During the week, I was a garbage man, and on the weekends, I would actually run the road for this guy. Well, he had these really nice Peterbilts. And the one truck that I was using, it kind of was neglected. You know, the paint was faded and everything. And my wife, she has this thing about cleaning vehicles. So she cleaned that truck. And, I mean, she polished it and really brought it back to life. And so I called my boss, Gary, out in Las Vegas. I said, Gary, you should see your truck. I said, my wife, she spent all day cleaning it. And he goes, you know what, Felix? He goes, I'm going to tell you right now. You take the company credit card out of the glove box, and you go take your wife out to dinner. Take her someplace nice, not Red Lobster. My wife, she goes, I love Red Lobster. Guess where we went? We drove the tractor to Red Lobster. So now I want to make a case for Dr. Oz. Okay.
Now I'm hanging up the phone. No case for Dr. Look, I mean, obviously you got to vote for him. Who are you going to vote for? That big ogre Fetterman? The guy's already stroked out once. He can't talk. We found out he had an allowance with his parents well into his 50s. So obviously you got to vote for Oz, but there's going to be no Oz shilling on this show, Joaquin. No Oz shilling on this show. The freaking guy was doing transgender kids TV shows before Democrats even started doing it. Gosh. All right. Let's calm down. Everyone calm down. Look, we have work to do.
Changing people's lives.
Dear symmetrical Shogun, you know, I do have a really symmetrical face, Chris. What? I was looking at it in the mirror lovingly today, and I said to myself, man, you are a work of art. What? That's what I said. I was having a cigar on the porch Saturday night. This is the email, by the way. I wasn't having a cigar Saturday night. I was having a cigar on the porch Saturday night, listening to tunes, and Highway Tune came on my playlist, and my wife and I screamed out, it is the Jesse Kelly theme song. Made my night. He said, stay handsome. I look forward to your cameo on Denzel's next film. Says I can say his name. His name is Kevin. That's hilarious. That's freaking awesome, and that's hilarious. Jesse, this one's titled, Your Teeth. Did you get your two front teeth knocked out at some point, Marine? Them two bucks in the front of your mouth are out of control. Did you fire your dentist at least? One, that's not very nice. Two, you think these are bad? You think these teeth are bad? These are my real teeth, by the way, but I want you to picture this. You see my mouth? My mouth, if you're watching on the simulcast right now, you see this? See this? If you're not watching on the simulcast, you just missed the best, most, what, Chris? You missed the most winning smile ever. You have to go to thefirsttv.com and look. Anyway. I had to get braces because I want you to picture, gosh, I think I was 12, 13, something like that. 12, 13 years old. I'm about the size of a toothpick. All right. I wasn't always a Greek god like you look at now. I wasn't this chiseled Adonis at all times. I was skinny as a rail. I think my head was too big for my body. My feet were too big for my body. And I had the worst set of teeth in the history of mankind. You think these are bad? Oh, man, it looked like, oh, I'm telling you right now, I used to get in the river and build dams with the beavers. That's how bad it was. And on top of that, I had my, I think you call it, what do you call it? The fangs? What are those called, Chris? Those are called canines? For real? Oh, I always thought my dentist was messing with me. All right, the canines, my canines were like growing out of the top of my gums. My word. It's amazing girls ever even talk to me. Jay Steele, next time you're out of town, what are the chances you would let Chris and Michael guest host for you one day? You'd have a lot of damage control to do when you get back, but it'd be fun to hear those two on the air. Just a thought, says I can use his name. His name is Sam. Sam, there's not a chance in the world I would ever, ever, ever consider letting either one of those idiots behind the microphone. They would screw it all up. What, Michael? That's not very nice. 877-377-4373. Ray, Florida, go.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call. The point I want to make is President Biden, whenever he gives a speech, he just walks off and doesn't filter any questions from the media. Why doesn't the media ask his wife questions, since clearly he's not able to answer anything and he's being handled? Well,
she's the president. Maybe they're too worried about talking to the president. No, Joe sounds fine.
Manufacturing, the backbone of our economy, was hollowed out. We let semiconductor manufacturing go overseas. And as a result, today, we barely produce 10% of the semiconductors excuse me, despite being the leader in chip design as well as research. And as we saw during the pandemic, when factories that make these chips shut down, the global economy comes to a screeching halt, driving up costs for families and everyone, not just here, but around.
Sorry, I'm sorry. He just sounds awful. He sounds awful. He looks awful. Everything's awful. 877-377-4373. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, I can't imagine you would, but if you do, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to do an email roundup here. And I have been claiming I'm going to do one of these, and the stack got a little bit big. We're going to churn and burn through these things. Someone wants to ask about illegal immigrants. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, here to remind you once again the days of we're above all that, we don't do tit for tat, those days have got to be long gone.
What happened to the president in the 2016 election and throughout the first 2 years of his administration was abhorrent. The proper investigative and prosecutive standards of the Department of Justice were abused in order to reach a particular result. We saw two different standards of justice emerge, one that applied to President Trump and the other that applied to everybody else. We can't allow this ever to happen again. And it will determine whether there were any federal laws broken, and if there were, those who broke the laws will be held to account. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat.
Oh, gosh. I had to stop. I had to stop it before I vomited. All right? Maybe Bill Barr. You know what he needs? He needs a reminder.
You know, freedom is not free.
What, Chris? I would like Machine Gun Kelly. That's a good name for me, too. We're the first ones to come up with that name. Machine Gun Kelly to speak on the behalf of the... Man, this is a terrible email. A terribly written email. Buddy? Punctuation. I needed to capitalize some letters. I needed to throw in some periods and stuff like that in there. All right, he goes, is it,
It's a long rant about illegal immigrants and language and things like that. Look, it's important to speak English in America. English is our language. If you come here, you should learn English. I don't know when that became controversial at all. It's fine if you don't speak English the second you show up, but you should learn it. What, Chris? We do have an official language, Chris. I don't care that it's not official. It's official in my mind, all right? It's English. The official language is English. That's what we speak here in America. I think it's insane we have these illegal immigrants flooding these border districts, and now all of a sudden we have to have bilingual classes? Why? Go home and learn English and come back. Come back and try again while your parents are here illegally. It drives me crazy. Look, it's part of the reason I love Pure Talk, honestly. I talk to you about Pure Talk all the time, about switching your cell phone service. Pure Talk has customer service based in America, but it's more than that. They hire Americans. I actually get emails to my show thanking me after people switch to Pure Talk because you got to dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and that's how you switch. Well, you have to deal with customer service when you get on the phone. They have to figure out, do you want to keep your number? You want a new number? You want to keep your phone, new phone? You can do all those things. But the entire time, you're speaking to a pleasant American who speaks English, and that's a priority for them. And I don't know when we decided to just give up on that and walk away from it. Doesn't mean you can't be bilingual, as you know. I habla a little bit every now and then. Buenas tardes to all of you. I habla. But look, that means a lot to me. I like that Pure Talk does that. Probably a good time to remind you, they also have 1 month free right now. 1 month free. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that deal does not stick around very long. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. All right. Let's see if we can churn and burn through. We're going to rapid fire through these things. Doug in Denver, go.
Hey, this is Doug. Hey, I wonder about this a little bit out there, but what if somebody gave some information to one of Trump's guys, turncoated on him, and said that Trump has evidence on Pelosi, Brandon, who knows who else, Hillary, you know, and then they did a raid just like they did a raid on that news guy's house when they had Brandon's daughter's diary.
I don't know why you say that's out there. When you have a history of doing things like that, it's officially not out there anymore. Do people forget that under Barack Obama, there's a great journalist out there, one of the few journalists left, Cheryl Atkinson. I forget who she works for now. She might be independent. I believe she was with CBS at the time. But under Barack Obama, you remember how the media just embarrassed themselves with how they didn't cover Barack Obama. Cheryl Atkinson was one of the only ones in the country that was aggressively going after Barack Obama's corruption. They went after her. The Department of Justice, if I remember right, I may have the story wrong, they tapped into her phone. Cheryl Atkinson is talking about on camera how they attempted to put kiddie porn on her husband's computer. You call and say things like, hey, what if they raided Trump's thing to steal evidence they thought he might had? I don't know that. I haven't heard that before, but that's certainly not outside of the realm of possibility. That's how these people operate, man. It's bad out there. Seth in St. Louis, go.
Jesse, you do well for yourself, and you deserve it. You're successful. Now, why are you so evasive of what car you bought?
One of these days, Seth is going to break me. Poor Seth, he's been going through this for how long now? How long has Seth been going through this? It's killing him. He can't take it anymore. Dave in Colorado, go.
Yes, sir. I have been thinking about the illegals coming across the border. And then we have the governor of Texas sending them to Washington, D.C. and to...
Yeah, they are. They're sending them to Washington, D.C. They're sending them to New York. But I do want to make sure I remind everybody, voluntarily, it's not as if we're rounding up illegals and just chucking them on the bus and driving them down into the Bronx. They have to volunteer to go to Washington, D.C. and New York. And I know Eric Adams is still complaining about it. He's talking about how horrific it is.
This is horrific when you think about what the governor is doing, the governor of Texas, after a month of traveling across the border, placing on the bus with no direction to come here to.
We've sent like 200. It's not, to a city of what, 8 million? Not like we've sent, it's not like we've sent 200,000. There have been like 200 of them. Look, it's not like you're going to lock them up there. Paul in New Hampshire, go.
Yeah, if Trump wants immunity and punity from any punishment they want to do, all he has to do is declare his candidacy for 2024. The law.
One, that's not true at all. Two, I feel like a lot of the people who call into this show are a little bit hammered, and it honestly, it adds to the spice of it a little bit. Johnny in New Jersey, go.
For the life of me, Jesse, I could not understand why my baby mama wanted to have braces installed in my daughter's mouth the morning of the day we were leaving for a 15,000-mile journey. I mean, she's a blonde, and she's a little bit of an airhead, but I didn't know she was that dumb. Why would somebody do that to a young girl who's about to travel across the country?
Well, I mean, she's blonde. There's nothing you can do about that, Johnny. Mike in St. Louis, go.
Hey, my brother uncovered a report from Uganda stating that they had recovered 31.5 million tons of gold in the country.
I do not, but that makes me want to call Oxford Gold Group and order more gold. Tawny in San Diego, go.
Hi, I wanted to know how your intro would sound if you dropped the word show at the end of your name. Would you sound like, it is the Jesse Kelly, and then that's it?
Oh, man. I hadn't thought about that, Tawny. Chris, what? I don't know. It is the man, I'd have to work on that. I don't know. I've been doing it the other way for so long. It's the Jesse. Maybe I'll drop the Kelly. What, Chris? Or maybe I'll do that thing we talked about doing before. Drop my first name. Just use the initial. That's what all kinds of smart people do. That it's me, Jay Kelly. What, Chris? Jay Steele. That's right. Jay Steele Kelly the third. Leonardo in New York. Go, boss.
Symmetrical Oracle Greek God Jesse. I got a Mantis X comment, but I just had to put up one of my per kale sheets up in my window, like, because I was trying to obfuscate too much light. About Mantis X, do you think it's a good idea to get your sponsor to give a whole bunch to Donald Trump's bodyguards?
Actually, not a terrible idea. Not a terrible idea. Remember, I went to that event at Mar-a-Lago 2-3 months ago. Dinesh D'Souza was putting on his movie premiere, 2000 Mules, and it was at Mar-a-Lago. So I got the old ball and chain, and we flew down to Florida, and we went into Mar-a-Lago. Man, some of those Secret Service guys looked like they were ready to rock and roll, man. They spent a lot of time in the gym down there. I was impressed with them because you never know if do they really look like they look in the movies or are they a bunch of, you know, fat tubs of goo. Now those dudes are legit. All right. Headlines are still to come. Couple emails. Check out of here. It's going to be a really, really exciting last segment. You know why it's going to be an exciting last segment? Because I'm here. All right. We'll be right back and we'll continue.
We're changing people's lives.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is the final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All your emails go right to Chris. He prints them out. I read them all. Well, most of them. He filters out some of the ones that are too long. Don't write me some kind of college thesis, all right? Don't write me some kind of college thesis. I'm not reading all that. It is funny. I apparently freaked a couple people out earlier when I said this might be my last show on the air before I was going into break because I was coming back. It was just a joke about me leaving to go become one of the paid nappers for Casper Mattress. It worked on the wife, too. The wife is texting me during the commercial break. Hey, why are you quitting? What's happening? I said, you know, that's probably something we would have, you know, discussed beforehand. I probably wouldn't announce, hey, big career change, honey. Going to be a professional napper. Hang on. Let me just play this for you one more time. I want you to listen. I want you to listen well. Because, well, they told you what was coming. Remember, the communist is not subtle.
You take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So
even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but I, from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Do you think he has an agenda to try to dismantle parts of the intelligence community? I mean, this form of taunting hostility.
Whether you're a super liberal Democrat or a very conservative Republican, you should be against dismantling the intelligence community.
We have more news courtesy of Miranda Devine of the New York Post. Found out the FBI apparently went through Melania's wardrobe. And they took, I believe, 15 boxes of presidential things, of things apparently Trump took from the White House, citing, you know, the seeking out of classified material. So we know they were there for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. I think the hour number was 9. His attorneys were not present to make sure they didn't plant anything. They went through Melania's wardrobe and walked away with a bunch of boxes. Again, I'll keep you updated on that stuff as we continue to know more, but look, to be frank, before we get to headlines and everything, this is a bad, bad moment for the country, and we very likely have crossed a line from which there's no return. Because if you're the Republican Party now, you can't do what you've always done, which is nothing. You have to do something. What if they were to fight back the way I want them to, though? What if they were to get their judges, get their law enforcement agencies, go kick down doors? Does that have a chance of working? Yes, it's the only chance we have, but very likely we just descend from here into we'll investigate you and we'll investigate you and we'll do this. Remember this. Remember, and I want you to make sure you're prepared for this. All right, I want to make sure you're mentally prepared for this so we all don't go off the deep end should this day come. There is a chance, above 50% chance, I would say, but there is a chance you are going to watch Donald Trump in handcuffs. Have you accepted that yet? I know that's unjust. I know it's wrong. I know it's Banana Republic stuff. I know, look, everything you're saying right now, I understand that. I want you to understand these people, they're not worried about popularity now. They know they're going to lose at the midterms. They're religiously committed to what they're doing. You go all in with the Trump stuff anyway, only if you were on an absolute suicide mission to finish off all your political opponents. They are going to try to arrest Donald Trump. And let me ask you something. Do you think someone at the FBI will maybe notify the press if they're going to arrest Donald Trump so the press can be there and Donald Trump can be arrested on camera? Remember what they did to Roger Stone, right? Everything else is done in hiding. Roger Stone, someone at the FBI called CNN. CNN's there with a news crew while the SWAT team goes storming into the guy's house. I don't even know Roger Stone, but I know he was a Trump ally, so he went down like that. What do you think they would do if they were going to take Trump down? I hope I'm wrong. I really, really hope I'm wrong, but I bet I ain't.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
California judge strikes down San Francisco law allowing non-citizens to vote in school board elections. How wild is it? Non-citizens were going to be voting in school board elections. We have really gotten on the crazy train in this country, in these blue states. Colorado Democrat obtains 24-hour fishing license to shoot a campaign ad. That's hysterical. Michael Bennett is his name. He's an absolute doofus loser. He's the one, remember, we played the soundbite for you. I think it was last week of him basically admitting on camera that he does insider trading. These people are so unauthentic. He had to go get a one-day fishing license to make it look like he even knew what fishing was. That's so embarrassing. Now you understand why there's this big movement in Colorado where the red portions of it want to secede, because right now they're outnumbered by the nutballs, and that sucks. By the way, that really sucks, because Denver, stupid cool city. Denver's sweet. I know you've never been, Chris. You've never been anywhere. Go to Denver. It's awesome. Police officer was ticketing cyclists in Toronto and then struck a cyclist. Let me make sure this guy's okay before I laugh, because that's actually really funny. Okay, he actually is okay. All right, that's hysterical. Arizona Democrat praised radical immigration group that harassed cinema. Yes, remember, we talked about this before. When there's the great Democrat purging at the midterms, and it's going to be significant, we're not going to get a new, more moderate Democrat party, because it's the moderates in moderate districts that are getting ready to get the heave-ho. AOC is not going to lose her election. All the nutballs are still going to be there. Eric Trump, FBI found nothing in my father's safe. I hope he at least has some cash or some gold from Oxford Gold Group in there. U.S. pledges $1 billion more in rockets and other arms for Ukraine. Headline, it's time for the United States to divorce before things get dangerous. Man, who wrote this genius article? This is from 4 years ago, 2018. What's his name? Jesse Kelly's the one who wrote this. Man, I bet that guy, you know what he is? He's an oracle, Chris. All right. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll be back again tomorrow. No, I'm not going to go become a professional napper. I'll be here, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.